And all week we've been looking at borders. We're a country of immigrants who've crossed them, but how immigrants arrive and who gets to stay is a fraught national debate. Today, a mother who's drawing the line after an undocumented immigrant killed her son Brandon, a police officer, in a drunken car accident. She says, build a wall. Mary Ann Mendoza lives in Mesa, Arizona. She's one of a group of grieving family members who are victims of crimes caused by undocumented immigrants. President Trump calls them angel families. And Mary Ann Mendoza joins us from KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona. Mary Ann, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am looking at a picture of your son in USA Today. What a lovely looking young man. We are so sorry.
Thank you.
Do you mind if we ask about that night?
We had just celebrated Mother's Day on May 11th, 2014, and had a wonderful day. And then he went on shift, and he stopped by to have dinner with me. And then the early morning of the 12th, I got a call from Afghanistan from one of his fellow Mesa police officers, who was also Air National Guard and deployed at that time, telling me, Mom, Brandon's been in a terrible accident. Mm-hmm. And I quickly got off the phone and tried to gather my thoughts and kept calling Brennan's phone, and he wasn't answering. And probably 10 minutes later, there was a knock on my door, and it was Mesa Police Department telling me I needed to come with him to the hospital. When I saw the police presence at the hospital, I knew it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And probably 20 minutes after I arrived at the hospital, my son died in surgery, and my nightmare began.
Yeah. You were to discover that the driver of the other car, Paul Silva Corona, was going the wrong way, was drunk, was in the country illegally. But then to add to that, you discovered what about his past criminal record?
Well, he had been charged up in Colorado in the 90s for burglary, assaulting a police officer, and of course, usual fashion, they're given a court date to show up for, which he never did. And so he was on the run in our country. He was reapprehended in 2002 at the border, coming back into the country, and the judge showed him leniency and let him back out onto our streets. And it was shortly, a few weeks after Brennan's death, that I wrote a letter to President Obama at the time. And my fight has always been about the leniency that is shown to illegal alien criminals in our country. I don't think that they should be out on bail.
In your letter to President Obama, you were very angry. A lot of capital letters, you know, for somebody to be let out to commit further crimes and kill our loved ones is not acceptable to me. You've been asking for laws and restrictions. But the statistics show that undocumented immigrants are considerably less likely to commit crime than native-born citizens. I mean, it's just that study after study has shown this. In fact, areas that have more undocumented citizens have less crime than areas that don't. How do you hone in on someone who was an obvious problem, this person who drove the car that killed your son? How do you do that without adding to a national debate that some feel has tilted into hate-mongering?
Well, I've never been against immigration. My son worked with a lot of illegal aliens in his beat that where he worked. There are good
people who come. Isn't your son Hispanic? Isn't your son partly Hispanic?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And there's people who come here for a better life. I get that. But crime statistics, whoever wants to say what they want to say, they're going to get statistics from wherever they can to fit their narrative and their agenda of the article that they're writing. But quite frankly, one American killed by an illegal alien present in our country is one too many.
What are you suggesting that would change, for instance, what happened to your son? What can change?
The convicted illegal alien felons that are roaming our streets, they need to be deported from our country.
Well, but as you know, there's due process. This is America. So if they are charged with something, they have to go through the process for that.
These illegal alien felons have already been convicted of crimes and have been put on a deportation list, but they're just left to roam our country. They want due process in our country, but they're not forced to serve the time like you or I would be. They're just deported, and next week they'll walk back over the border and they'll be back because they know this is a joke.
You and others have been very vocal in your support of President Trump, but you know people are also comparing the statistics there. And President Obama actually deported a huge number of undocumented immigrants who had committed crimes. Are you happy with what President Trump has done? He promised a wall that would be paid for by Mexico. It hasn't happened. Are you satisfied?
I am satisfied with where it's headed. We have a Congress and a Senate who are putting up the roadblocks for not getting the border funding, the wall funding that we need. And Obama, a lot of those statistics were skewed with Obama. But listen, $136 billion a year is spent on illegal aliens in our country, supporting them with health care, with education, with food stamps, with housing. If that was all cut off tomorrow, we'd have a border wall built in the next year, because that's where our taxpayer money should go, and that's where it would go if we cut off the support to these people.
One of the things you've been calling for is more restrictions on undocumented immigrants, so they can't purchase or register cars in the U.S. without a driver's license. There are around a dozen states that allow undocumented immigrants to get a driver's license, and supporters of those laws letting undocumented immigrants get licenses say that at least these people might be trained. The roads will be safer. Here you are, who's lost a son on the roads. What about that idea of allowing undocumented immigrants to get licenses?
Absolutely not. They may take a vehicle to the DMV and you know, be able to get licensing and whatnot and have insurance on a car. This is another problem. They have insurance when they may go in and register their vehicle, but they drop their insurance the next month because they can't afford it. Almost every case of the angel families that I know that their loved one has been killed by a drunk illegal driver, they did not have insurance. And so that has left the family in another devastating position where they don't have any type of insurance that would cover the funeral costs or anything for their loved one that they have to bury. And we have nowhere to turn. We don't have any pro-American organizations that reach out to help us for funeral costs, for anything. And when you look on the internet at how many pro-illegal alien groups there are and the money that's poured into it and given to these people, this is what's so sad to me, what this country is becoming.
Don't you think it's possible that Americans can do both, that they can want to support you and also want to support not criminals, but the immigrants that are fleeing from violence in other countries, crossing our border? Isn't it possible that Americans can do both?
Americans do support immigrants. And the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien is an immigrant has started their paperwork and they're coming into our country the right way. And it's just been proven by this latest wave of all of these people coming from Honduras and saying that they're fleeing violence. To say that they're afraid of gang violence isn't proof that their life is in danger. Look, you and I are afraid of gang violence here in the United States. It's all around us. You know, we need to send the help and the resources, and these people need to start standing up to their government and their country and fight there.
Marian Mendoza, I'm imagining that all the work that you're doing keeps your son, the police officer's memory, alive for you.
Absolutely.
By the way, did you ever think of joining forces with the huge number of grieving families, mourning people killed by drunk drivers, period?
I've been approached by them, but, you know, I've got my own fight in my belly of what I'm fighting about and the very reason of why my son was killed. And that's where I'm directing my energy. And obviously, I'm against drunk driving no matter what. And it's pretty sad because Maricopa County, Arizona, has one of the strongest and stringent, you know, drunk driving laws in the country. And the amount of times that it happens here is staggering.
And your son was one of those who enforced those laws.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's Marian Mendoza. Her son, Brandon, was killed in 2014, a head-on collision with a wrong-way drunk driver who was undocumented. Marianne, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And she mentioned $136 billion of services for undocumented immigrants. PolitiFact says that number does not include taxes they pay, more than $13 billion. And we spoke to an economist who said immigrants boost economies. She spoke of immigrants waiting for deportation. The government has been criticized for not being prepared for the backlog. But she says one life lost to someone who shouldn't be here is one too many. So we'd love to hear your thoughts. Herenow.org.